Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. We've been talking about last segment what you need to do to buy a gun
right
in Michigan. We're going to talk, didn't quite finish up. We want to talk about handguns and buying with a CPL. We're also going to talk about choosing the right gun. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive.
It is. Diamond Jim's Tire and Auto, Diamond Jim's Auto and Tire Service Center. You threw me off on that one, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's all good. 743-4210 is their number. They're on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol Road. Now, this time of year, we start looking at shocks, struts, and tires. For gosh sakes, we need tires. We got winter coming up. Now, they've been doing a pretty good job of fixing the doggone roads. There's new asphalt everywhere I look. But every now and then, I turn down that street, and I start hitting potholes, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this road is like driving on the Mars, you know? I am so thankful I got brand new tires on all my vehicles right now, all from Diamond Jim's. So get yours while you can, and you'll be amazed at how good the prices are at Diamond Jim's.
I just got a new set from them. We just got a new set for
one of the vehicles here,
the banana truck. Yeah.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. I heard the tires were bad. I heard Tony talking about tires last
week. Flat tire. Yeah, we're doing these T-shirt things. And then we had some other work to do. I didn't have a tire. Yeah, it's
bad tire. Yeah, time for new tires.
They got us hooked up.
Good deal. Well, they got me hooked up like recently too. And you know what? You remember how we talked about our other friend Tim with roofing?
Yeah.
And if you don't need your roof right now, you don't need it right now.
Right.
You know? Well, Tim at Diamond Jim's, same story with me. He found some problems with my car, and he realized that one of them it was a factory recall. Sent me to a dealership.
Yep.
Dealership took care of it. I walked out the door with a handshake. Like $1,200 would have worked, but it was a recall. All done. Didn't have to pay Diamond Jim's anything.
Gotta love that.
So I appreciate that. And the same thing with my truck. It's in another dealership right now with another recall issue. So things I took to him to fix, expecting to pay him. And he said, John, you don't have to pay me to fix this. Dealership will do it. So very thankful for the honesty. In the friendship with Diamond Jim's, you'll find the older you get, the more friends you have in that type of business. You know what I mean? So glad to have them. 810-743-4210. If you stop in there, tell them thank them for sponsoring the Gunsmith Show. So I remind you right now, vote 2A, okay? Vote for guns in 24, and that's very important. Get your CPL. Get it wherever you want. I recommend Williams Gun Sight. And one of the reasons why I'm going to tell you right now, we've been talking about buying guns and how do you buy guns in Michigan? Well, if you've got a CPL, makes it pretty simple because we're talking about going to that gun show in Lapeer. What do you got to do to get a gun? What do you need to do ahead of time? If you have a CPL, you're in pretty good shape. Your current Michigan CPL acts as a purchase permit. Now, remember, CPL is concealed pistol license. Because you've already gone through the background check, a purchase permit is not required when buying a pistol from a private seller. The buyer must be 21 years old or older, have a Michigan CPL license, be a resident of Michigan, and be eligible to own guns. So the process is basically as follows. Find a pistol you like, and you purchase it. A federally licensed dealer runs a NICS check, a background check. That R1060 form is filled out again. It's that triplicate form where there's three different copies. The seller will keep one copy. The buyer keeps one copy. And then the seller returns one to the Michigan State Police. Very simple. There's not much to this. If your background check goes good, you're good to go. The transaction's complete. You're leaving with a gun. We have a question?
So you talked about filling out the form.
Yeah.
Putting your plugs in because you don't want to be distracted because there's a lot of information.
Well, that's the big federal form, the 4473.
All right. But let me ask you, I mean, when you work with somebody like Williams Gun Sight,
yeah.
Or if you're at a gun, I mean, is it, if you have questions, say you're a first-time purchaser, can you ask them, what does this mean? Will they help you?
You can ask for a description of, you know, to clarify your thoughts. They cannot tell you how to answer it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they can't.
What does this mean? What are they asking
they
for?
They can't say, you got to, you know, there's three yeses and seven noes. You know, they can't say that. You have to answer them as you read them. They're not terrible, but you do have to have a mind to do it. So you don't have to be a lawyer to discern them. But
they're fairly simple, though.
They're They don't give us a copy to take, or I'd have one here to show you.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of the questions I brought up are what they are. I mean, literally, have you denounced your citizenship to the United States?
Okay.
Basically, are you an illegal alien?
Yeah.
If you are an alien, you know, do you have the documentation?
Right.
And then you got to put your numbers in. Even on that form, Dan, they ask you if you have, you can even put your Social Security number on there. It might aid in the speed of you getting your background check done. And then again, it might not. So they got you a little bit. You just don't want to answer anything wrong. And the main thing is you can't correct these. They're usually verified by two or three other people to make sure you got everything right and make sure that the dealer didn't make any mistakes.
So they're going to check it out. They're going to go through, scan it and make sure that you...
Top to bottom.
Yep. Okay.
Top to bottom. Then they have to get on the phone and call it all in for the next check, for the national check. And if there's a problem there, they'll realize. But they want to make sure they don't make any mistakes because they look stupid. They can lose their license if they screw up. So they don't want to do it. So again, Michigan requires buyers of all sales and or transfers of pistols to undergo a background check. So even if you have your CPL, you're still going to have, this is if you're buying from a dealer, you have to have that background check. You must get a permit to purchase from a local police department if you don't have a CPL. And here's the important part. You know this gun show's coming up. You know you're going to go to a gun shop and buy a gun. Go get your CPL. It's very simple. You contact your local police department. Let them know what you're doing. You plan on purchasing a gun. You don't know what it is yet. And you'll have it. And it's good for so many days. I haven't had one in 25 years, so I don't know how long they're good for. Because I've had a CPL since...
Can you get a CPL in the time we have before the gun show? I mean, there's classes that you can take day long that'll be...
And they do come in quick, but 2 weeks is cutting it. Very, okay. Very close. I've seen them. They've been coming in from Genesee County. They've been coming in 2 to 3 weeks. Used to take 6 months. Used to take a long time. They've sped the process up tremendously.
Is it getting a gun purchase permit quicker?
Yes.
Okay.
It's you're in and out in an hour.
Gotcha.
It usually takes a little bit of time. They got to do a background check on you.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you're in and out in about an hour. And some municipalities actually let you call them in. So you call them in and you go pick them up in person. They verify your ID and then they hand it to you.
Check everything when you get there.
So it can cut down on time. That way you don't have to stay there for an hour.
Okay.
Some municipalities. Genesee County Sheriffs used to allow that. I don't know how Lapeer is in surrounding areas. Before you take possession of the gun, they have to make sure that you're 21 years or older, you have that purchase permit, or the LTP, the license to purchase. You got to fill out that triplicate form, and you got to be a resident of Michigan and be able to own the firearm.
All right, so, you've done all that, John.
Yeah.
And if you've got questions, check out the website. You can send questions on Facebook.
Yeah, you can actually Google that.
Email.
Really easy. How hard is it to get a gun in Michigan?
Yeah.
Boom, all the information is right there.
All right, you've done all that. Now the question is what gun to buy.
Choosing the right gun. This is one of the most important things I can tell you. A friend recently had a stroke, and it raised that question in my mind. His world changed. He had all kinds of big guns, and now he says, I'm not feeble, but I'm not very solid, you know, so he's really concerned, but he still loves to shoot. He's a shooter every weekend, and he's guy's 45 years old, had a stroke. So, dear friend, and so too much gun, one thing is expensive to shoot, and I mean too much gun by being too big.
Yeah.
Expensive to shoot, kicks hard, and like me with my heart, I don't shoot a lot of big guns anymore. I've gone to much smaller guns.
Yeah.
It can have too much kick. It's actually less fun to shoot unless you're a young, spry guy that loves to, you know, have the biggest, baddest gun on the gun field, which everybody still has that little bit of, you know, ire. But purpose-driven purchases is what I'm trying to get you at. Make sure you get the right gun for you. Is it going to be a multiple-use gun? Am I going to use it for the range, self-defense? Or is it a gun that's just for one purpose? Otherwise, you end up with a safe full of what we call safe queens, you know, or a gun case or a gun, you know, area of your home that's full of guns you never, ever use. I have a coyote gun. I've got a squirrel gun. I've got deer guns. And they all have purposes. Very few can I use for multiples. But it is nice having that gun that's kind of like the convertible. You can drive it in the winter if you want to, or you can drive it, you know, with the roof up. You know, Dan's looking at me funny saying, convertible, winter?
Do you want to drive a convertible in the winter?
No, but if you had to, you could.
Right.
You know? Huh. I mean, not like you're going to go to the drive-in theater, you know, in the middle of winter. But the point is, if you had to use it, you could. So all guns have a purpose. Don't have a house full of safe queens. Get the guns you're going to love to shoot and know you can shoot and you can afford to shoot. So buy purposefully and try to buy as smart as you can. How much time we got? We doing okay? 1 minute? All right, good. In 1 minute, I'm going to tell you this. Get your CPL, your concealed pistol license. There are classes during the week and on the weekends right now available all over the place. Go to Facebook, like the Gunsmith Show. I need 3 more likes to hit 1,000. For gosh sakes.
Let's get that done.
Just get it done. Go to Facebook, like the Gunsmith Show.
The Gunsmith's on Facebook. You go into the search bar on Facebook, the Gunsmith Show. He'll pop up.
It'll pop up. And you might even occasionally see pictures of Dano on there. I don't put any pictures of myself on there, but there's pictures of you on there.
Do you have that picture up there?
No, but I could.
Okay.
I probably should.
Yeah.
But I might want to put me in the background.
Jacob was that was great. Yeah, you should be the other one. We should put one. Hey, have him redo that.
I'll have him make something new. But anyways, and he's pointing to a picture from Breaking Bad with my son put Dan's face on Breaking Bad
with Jesse.
With Pinkerman?
Yeah, Jesse Pinkerman.
Pinkerman, that's it, Jesse. Yeah. So but do your due diligence, be a good gun owner in Michigan, get your insurance, get your CPL, and be a good American. Vote 2A. And we got to go. We got more show coming up. Next segment's brought to you by Williams, and we're going to be talking about a lot of cool stuff.
Talking more guns right after this. Of course we're going to talk guns. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Keep it here. Back after this.